Page 34, Exercise 1.
Hi, I'm Paola. I am Italian, but I grew up in Southern Africa. I was born in Zimbabwe, and then my parents moved to South Africa, and then subsequently, when I was 21, I moved to Italy and have spent most of my adult life living in Italy and now in the UK. I've got a very strange relationship with my accent because I think that I speak proper English and I sound like an Englishman. But as soon as I open my mouth, people immediately ask me the question, "Where are you from?" which always throws me a bit because I really don't know how to answer that question. Growing up in South Africa, I was always referred to as the Italian Stallion. Probably because my parents were Italian and because my name is Italian. As soon as I moved to Italy when I was 21 and they heard me open my mouth and speak Italian with an English accent, they used to call me the English girl because Italians really don't distinguish between English or British English or American English or English from any other English-speaking world countries. So I was always the English girl. And then about 7 years ago, I came to the UK and I thought I'd fit in perfectly because I grew up in a British colony and I thought I was, you know, had some kind of affinity with England. And as soon as I opened my mouth, once again, people said to me, "Where are you from?" And I would say, "I'm Italian." And they would say, "Oh, so then why do you speak with a South African accent?" And that really upsets me because my cultural identity and my upbringing, my heritage is Italian. And I feel that because I live for a protracted period of time in Southern Africa, that I have somehow got an accent that doesn't fit my personality or who I think I am.
I didn't really think about my accent until I left Australia and came to England. And it was strange. I suppose probably the reaction it got from people was people assumed that I was very laid back, very sort of easygoing kind of guy, which was great in terms of meeting friends. You know, people want to sort of go for a drink and thought I'd be a good laugh. In terms of getting jobs and things, that could be a bit of a disadvantage, I suppose, because people thought that, you know, maybe I wouldn't take it seriously or that, maybe just a bit too laid back for their work, I suppose. The oddest thing, though, I think, was that the English seemed to have an assumption because I had an Australian accent, I must be really good at sport, and particularly cricket, which is a very strange thing. There was one guy who actually literally asked me to be in his team purely because of the way that I spoke. Now, I am absolutely terrible at cricket. So anyway, I turned up, played the game. It was a complete disaster. I was out for a duck. And, he didn't ask me back, so that was that. But it's been good overall. I think, it comes across well, I think.
I've moved so many times, I sort of hardly know what my accent is now. Before I was 18, I'd moved 12 times. I started out in New England and ended up in the Rocky Mountains, and I've spent over half my life here in England. So I never really got a chance to settle into any particular accent. I suppose I'd call my accent now mid-Atlantic. But what's happened to me is that I've ended up not really being from anywhere. So when I go to the States, they think I'm Irish for some reason. And when I am here, obviously they know I'm from America, but they sort of don't notice. So I can fit in or not fit in depending on the circumstances. But I'm somewhere in the middle of the ocean. and I suppose I'm happy to be there, but I have to know who I am in myself because people don't really recognize me as being from anywhere.
Well, I guess when I first arrived in this country many, many years ago, people couldn't understand the word I was saying. It was, I had a very thick accent at the time, and I think I've mellowed over the years, but when I started out, people would look at me very strange. They'd look at me to the side of their eye and with a strange kind of, you know, screwed up mouth and like look at me. But they were too embarrassed to say, "What was that?" They just look at you strange. And then I have to repeat myself. But now, these days, it's got much more... it's fine now. I think people can understand there are many people, more people with my accent. And I remember sometimes people, young kids used to, you know, play around with my accent when they heard it in the street and sort of do strange movements and, you know, make fun of me in the street. But that was, I just ignored it and carried on.